welcome to Pug Nation. And so today I just wanted to kind of focus in on and restate some of the things that Pug Nation is about. It's really an opportunity to explore the belief buffet, to explore ideas, beliefs, values, energies, vibrations that I feel resonate with truth. And it's belief buffet because it is shared not as truth, but as a truth that resonates with one person. You're welcome to taste it and try it out. Just like one meal, one dish might be your favorite. That doesn't mean everybody loves it, but you're welcome to try it. And if you love it, keep chewing on it. Doesn't taste good, please spit it out and find something else to feed your spirit. So initially, the main focus of Pug Nation was love more, fear less, and trying to remind each other that love is an infinite resource. We are often trained through our culture, through our families sometimes, that love is something that is precious. And while it is precious, it is not precious in the same way that, say, oil is precious and that we need to fight over this finite resource. Love is infinite. And in fact, the more that you express it, the more you have it as a resource. We sometimes feel like it needs to be saved for those closest to us, those that we have shared, you know, intimacy with, physical intimacy, or we've shared a life with, or that we share our families with. And that if we give love openly to people that may not deserve it, then somehow that's unfair or it devalues love. I got in a conversation online last week where someone was kind of ranting about how lame it is that on Facebook, when people share these testaments of love to their special people in their lives or their partners. And I was like, I'm all for the amplification of expressions of love to our special someones and to all special someones. And part of it is because in that reminder, we are reminded that we're all special someones. And it brings us back to that namaste understanding that you reflect my own divinity to me. When we start to feel like there are certain people deserving of our love, or love is precious, and that if you express it too much, it devalues it, it changes what love is, or at least the agape love that I think that is what we need to be nurturing and pursuing the most. Agape love, that divine love, that presence of something beyond our ego selves that is what we are. When we consider love to be a finite resource, it is not agape love. It is closer to attachment. That's often how we get in these relationships that are bound by struggle, by fear, by judgment, by attachment to what we need the other person to be. It's something to think about in our relationships, especially our romantic relationships, because too often we create or are given a script of what we believe a relationship to be. And when we look for a partner, we're often looking for someone to fill the script, to play the role. And when we first meet someone, they're beautiful, we have a chemical reaction, we see the best in them, we're in this magical state, and they are perfect for the role. And then over time, something happens that's either beautiful or horrific, depending on where you are. They start to become an individual. They do not follow the rule. They do not follow the script. They instead are a complete and whole person, living their own lives, having their own struggles and triumphs, insecurities, and strengths. And when we feel like they are off script, it can be incredibly challenging if we're too attached to the script or don't even know that we're following a script. When we can instead surrender to an agape love of that person and see them as a expression of the divine in all that their flaws meaning the things outside of what our script says is perfection, but instead see all of those things as what allows us to see them as a miracle, allows us to see their divinity, then we can be like, wow, what a gift to have a relationship with this divine expression, instead of, you're not doing it right. And I think that when we surrender to that place, it allows us to love everyone. And when we are allowed to love everyone, it amplifies and allows our love well to just get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Because when you can love everyone, including the tiny flaws of the people that are in your life and you surround yourself with, you can also love the people who you may not even like, who may do things that are in contrast to what you believe is to be the flow or the divine path or even good. You can look to the people around the world, maybe even in your life, maybe in your family, but certainly in politics or leaders or industry, in the workplace, and even in their patterns of action, ego action, that are in conflict with your truth, you can still love them. And that is that profound, miraculous thing that, you know, love thy neighbor, turn the other cheek, not bringing judgment based on someone's flaws, but instead seeing them as a perfect expression. In the same way, and in nature, the tarantula wasp that paralyzes a tarantula lays its eggs inside the living tarantula so that its offspring can then be born and feed upon this living beast so that their kids can go on. You can still see that, my God, that is a horrific, violent, natural state. And yet, that is the natural state of this part of the cycle of all. And who am I to judge what is the necessary violence, the necessary conflict, the necessary chaos in the grand order of things? Within our body, there is a grand, constant struggle between invading tiny little microscopic things and our own white blood cells and such. But on the surface of me, there is order and harmony. In our culture, we have seeds of chaos. And then in our community, we have order. It's chaos, order, chaos, order, chaos, order. And it is wisdom, it is love that allows us to see all of these systems as perfect. Now, does that mean you sit back and do nothing and allow all things? And that means, oh, I see this spider is laying eggs in me. I guess I just let it happen. No. And that's another part of the basics or the belief buffet dishes that we keep coming back to in Hug Nation. And that is getting present and focusing on integrity in the moment and aligning with love then determines what your next step is. Not based on a plan of like, oh, I'm going to rid the earth of these tarantulas or wasps or evil people or hunger or terrorism, but instead saying, in this moment, what is the directional pull I feel towards love? It begins not to be a conscious choice of how do I make this happen, but instead, what is the natural state? If I lift up one leg, I will fall in a direction. And if I lift up my attachment to my ego, path, desires, plan, I will fall in the direction of love and of harmony, of connection. Part of that is faith. Because your mind will tell you, well, if I do nothing, then the world will stay terrible. Faith is, I cannot do nothing. It is impossible to do nothing. The closest you can do to doing nothing is to distract yourself indefinitely, which is why you need to be careful about the media you consume. Why television, why news, as we define it in our culture as what's going wrong, can get you into a loop of being entertained as opposed to simply acting present, being, and loving. Part of that faith is believing that there is a flow to the universe that is towards love. We know, you know, that when you are doing something that you love, being with people that you love, doing a craft or an art, dancing. There are activities, things that you seek in your life that bring you joy. Bashar says that is your compass. Joseph Campbell says, you know, follow your bliss. These are not directions on how to be happy or how to enjoy your life. These are directions on how to fulfill your purpose. Joy is your consciousness's way of telling you that you are on track. In the same way that pain is your way of your physical body telling you, ooh, that's a harmful path. If you are depressed, if you are anxious, that is the same sort of system of saying, we are off track. But joy is your hotter, 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 hotter. People will try to convince you that pursuit of joy is selfish. And that's a huge part of Hug Nation too, is that recognition that following your bliss, pursuing your joy, filling up your glass with joy is God's work, is divine. You are an agent of the universe. You are an expression of the divine. And you have a responsibility. You have the capability and the potential to share joy and love with the world, but only if you can fill it in yourself. You cannot go around with an empty pot and a ladle if you have not filled the pot. But if you are full of joy, then as you walk through the world, as you hug, as you express, as you share, as you create, even as you work and fill the cash register, and even as you file papers, and even as you buy things from somebody at the store, even as you fill their glass, every time you interact, every step you take becomes a sharing of that joy. It's spilling out of you as you go through the world. So brush off and pshaw the people that say that selfishness is a negative thing. This is your vehicle to do your work. If it is healthy physically, if it is healthy spiritually, if it is filled with love, then you have health, spirit, love to share in everything you do. And from that place, from that selfish place, we're able to be selfless. Because when we're in that place of filled with joy and love, we have no choice but to recognize that we are connected, that agape love is the way that we are connected to all things, all beings, the entire planet. And so then that act of selfishly filling your well is not a process of getting and taking and acquiring. It's a process of giving and lifting and sharing and creating. Because all of those things light up other people and add to their joy. And that process, as you feel connected, fills your joy. And so the idea of selfish, selfless becomes a silly distinction. In the same way that calling yourself you, where your porous membrane of a skin ends, is a silly distinction. And so then, as you do that surrendering to the present, surrendering to the now, surrendering to love, that next act when you lift, let go of your hold on your conscious plan and then let yourself fall, you fall in the direction of spreading light. And by doing so, fighting darkness. And in doing so, realign yourself with love and add love to the whole. Allow the flow of love to increase, to magnify, because that is the very nature of the universe. In order to do that, in order to let go of that ego consciousness, it requires a practice. All of this requires practice, because even if you get to a point where I get it, it still is something that you need to realign with daily, if not more often. Jacob Glass likes to say that you wouldn't go to the gym until you can finally bench press 300 pounds and then say, I did it! Excellent! Now I can bench press 300 pounds and stop going to the gym. All of your spiritual path, all of your increasing your love and joy is a practice too. One of the greatest gifts that you can get from yoga is that it is a practice. There is no grand masters of yoga, no black belts of yoga. There are simply people who have dedicated practices and practices of many sorts. We're all exactly where we're supposed to be in our yoga practice, in our life practice, in our spiritual practice, at any time. And so embracing that in your practice of pursuit of self-knowledge and transparency and flow is the exact same way. So as we practice awareness of where our consciousness is being influenced. So as you get an impulse to pursue something, to not do something, to avoid something, checking in and saying, is this a value that I have been taught? Is this a fear that has been imbued in me through some of my socialization? Or is this something that I have experienced and that's something that actually resonates deep inside me? Not from an external fear that feels deep inside me, but actually something that is part of that divine nature that I am. And that may sound like a very difficult designation to figure out, and it is, which is why it is a practice, which is why we do things like try to gather once a week and recalibrate, which is why we do things like practice being present, practice being mindful, practice listening to our thoughts and recognizing that those thoughts are not us, that they can come from many places. But as we are critical of our thoughts, of our media, of our relationships, of the input, we start to get more and more in touch with what is divine flow, what is the love that is a part of us. And then that becomes our guide. That becomes what leads us to joy. And then the practice becomes effortless. The practice becomes joyful. The practice becomes more and more of the universe just going, and then every once in a while grabbing you by the lapels and giving you some amazing experience and going, could I tell you any clearer to keep on this path that love is the answer? So in this now moment, I say thank you for being a part of this vibration, whether this is a live sharing broadcast or if you're watching this archive and allowing this vibration to recalibrate you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being you in your perfect and flawed state, for embracing your practice in whatever way you do, for being a part of the one and allowing source to flow through in all that you do. Thank you. I love you. It would be an honor to have a hug with you. So wherever you are, grab yourselves by the shoulders. And remember that this body, this is your game piece, but you are the game. Enjoy the game, but know that you are so much deeper, so much more, and that all the game pieces on the board are so much more too. You are those game pieces. So as somebody gives you a go-to jail card, or you land on Boardwalk with two hotels, know that they're just playing out some script. But what they really are is perfect and flawed and divine, just as you are. And they may be playing an important role as a teacher for you, just as you are for them. Let's remember that we need to forgive ourselves when we get caught up in the game, and forgive others as well. For in that state of surrender, all things are good, all things are perfect. I'm going to try something that we did during lucidity So join me for a few breaths. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathe in courage. Share it with the world. Breathe in love. Share it with the world. Breathe in connection. Share it with the world. Breathe in health. Share it with the world. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb and all the love warriors, happy Hug Nation. Thank you. I love you. Namaste.